Brussels sprouts may still send some people screaming for the hills, but in recent years, they have become the winter vegetable of choice. April Bloomfield prepares them with mushrooms, pancetta, and cheese at the John Dory Oyster Bar. The restaurant Alta serves them crispy with creme fraiche, apples, and crushed pistachios. Chef Sarah Moulton, host of the PBS show Sarah's Weeknight Meals, is a big fan of Brussels sprouts, and she's here to talk about them for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Sarah.
Why, thank you, Amy.
I love Brussels sprouts, but I'm a recent convert. I didn't eat them as a kid. I don't think I even knew they existed in Cleveland, Ohio. How did you come to love Brussels sprouts?
Well, first of all, how did I come to hate them? You know, it's Thanksgiving, and everybody overcooks them. They're like the smallest member of the culinary dirty diaper family. You know, they're in the cruciferous family. And the thing with any cruciferous, be it broccoli or cauliflower or cabbage of any kind, if you overcook it, it stinks. And we associate that with the taste, and the taste isn't great either. So for all those years, I avoided overcooked Brussels sprouts until I think it was like 1996. And I'm at the Food Network. I just started. And there was Mary Sue and Sue Feniger of the Two Hot Tamales, that great team that was on the Food Network in the very beginning. Wonderful, wonderful chefs. And they were talking about how they cook Brussels sprouts. And I thought, wow, I got to try that. So I went home and tried it. And overnight, I was converted. So now I have to tell you how they do it and how many people do it now. Back then it seemed very novel. Now I think it's pretty common.
And what is that?
Okay. So one way to get them to cook through quickly and not overcook them is to shred them. But shredding them can take time. I mean, they are little. So I attach my food processor's slicing disc and then pile them in and shred them up real fast. And then I just quick saute them, and usually in olive oil, add a little balsamic, some toasted pine nuts, maybe some shredded Parmesan. You know, I take it the Italian route. And they're just so delicious.
Now, I've seen them at the farmer's market on the stalks.
Yeah, they
which
look,
are really regal looking. They actually look like jingle bells, you know, those sleigh bells on
yes,
a big
stick.
Yes, they
do.
Are they better that way, fresher that way, like tomatoes on the vine?
Yes, I would think so, absolutely, especially if you buy them right away. I mean, the good news about Brussels sprouts is they're a fall-winter vegetable, so that when you buy them in the farmer's market, they've been sitting in the cold. You know, in the summertime, when we buy corn and it's been sitting there for hours in 90-degree heat, it's deteriorating. So that's the other advantage, that the season and the place where you buy it, they're going to be naturally chilled. We used to grow them, or every so often we do. My parents have an old farmhouse in northeastern Massachusetts, and we have a garden in the back, and depending on who plants what, sometimes we get things, and we've done the Brussels sprouts. And it's funny when you said they look like that wonderful Christmas bells. I always thought they sort of look like those pods in Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Oh, okay. I have a nicer association.
They're very strange looking. But I think you can tell when they're really fresh because they don't, that the outer leaves don't look dried up. They look really fresh and firm. And
how many of those outer leaves should you peel away?
I just peel till I get down to no blemishes.
I see.
I mean, and you know, I
trim the ends.
Trim the ends.
What's the peak season for Brussels sprouts right now?
I think we're getting towards the end of it, actually. It starts in September and goes through mid-February.
Are the smaller Brussels sprouts better?
You know, it's funny. It's just like asparagus. I never met an asparagus that I didn't like, you know, pencil thin or big thick, as long as it was fresh. I think for me, the same is true with Brussels sprouts, except considering that I like to shred them. Or even whatever you do, if you have them and roast them, if they're bigger, it takes less time to prepare them. So that would be a plus for the bigger ones. But hey, I think they're all good.
Sarah Moulton was the executive chef of Gourmet Magazine for 23 years. Her PBS show, Sarah's Weeknight Meals, is in its second season. You can see it on Channel 13, Sundays at 4:30. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
To learn more and to get Sarah's recipe for shredded, sautéed Brussels sprouts with pancetta, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about food. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.